Don't care where I'm sat, as long as the champagne's on ice.
Diamonds, drama and dodgy accents.
Tanya's got herself a drink. What is it? Gin? Meths?
It was the show that made champagne baths and catfights look like a national sport.
The only thing I need to accept is you're not welcome here anymore.
Anything I can do to help?
Now, nearly two decades later, rumours are swirling that footballers' wives could be making a comeback.
Tanya, there is nothing in this house that is your anything. Not even this glass.
And it's a penalty at training.
It's News Talk Daily. I'm Shane Beatty and I hope you're enjoying your bank holiday Monday. Now, if you're too young to remember, it's hard to overstate what footballers' wives meant in the early noughties. A glossy, over-the-top soap opera that took us inside the fictional Earls Park Football Club and into the scandalous lives of the players' partners. The show blurred fantasy and tabloid reality at a time when wag culture was exploding in real life. So, if this reboot really happens, what could it say about today's celebrity football world, where reality TV, Instagram and Agatha Christie court cases have taken things far beyond even Tanya Turner's wildest schemes? Joining me today to talk all things footballers' wives is fellow fan Sinead Dalton, editor at evoke.ie. Welcome to News Talk Daily, Sinead.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, I recently rewatched Footballers' Wives, almost like I knew it was coming back. But can you just tell us where and when have these rumours started swirling about this reboot?
Yeah, all of a sudden it just seemed to come out of nowhere. And like yourself, ironically, I had actually just watched it again. Because if you think it's well over 20 years old. So a couple of the cast, the former cast, actually appeared on This Morning there recently. So we had Leila Rosa, Gary Lucy, Alison Newman, and they all appeared on This Morning as a kind of trip down memory lane. And of course, as the question does come, will there be a reboot? So there was no actual no, there's not going to be. Gary Lucy was a bit teasing. He was kind of going, yeah, but it would be very different. And obviously he's not going to play playing football. He'd be playing Kyle, but not playing football. He's a little bit too old at this rate for that. That's how the rumours have started swirling. It's been in all of the papers there recently. ITV haven't spoken about it yet. We really are just going to have to keep our ears open just to hear, to see whether or not this is actually going to play out. So I'd be keeping an eye on ITV news over the next couple of weeks. Maybe fingers crossed.
It's funny though, I had my suspicions when they got them on This Morning. Like, why were This Morning having them on apart from, oh, it's 20 years, or was there an ulterior motive?
What about a reboot, Gary? Yes. We've seen lots of series come back and have another little go at it. Could you see it coming back?
I think it would go down a storm, to be honest. I think they might have to, the compliance, getting it actually on screen might take another 10 years. You know what it's like now.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be something refreshing. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't be able to play a footballer, sadly.
But you could be the coach. Captain. You could be the gnarly coach on the touchline.
Yeah. But, you know, those days are behind me now. It was just refreshing, you know. I think that's the thing. You could watch it, loved it, but it was escapism. You know, you'd all watch it and just forget about all the nonsense that's actually going on in real life, you know.
I like that line though, as you said, everything was a bit drab back then, and suddenly there was this explosion of colour.
We always filmed it in the summer and we got lucky with the weather, right?
Yeah,
and they put it out in January, February, when everyone
was perfect
indoors like that. It just lifted everyone.
And I said I rewatched it, you've rewatched it. Part of the reason it looks like they're going to do this reboot is because people are flat out watching it on the ITV player.
Well, that's it. Yeah, they had a huge surge of downloads of the series itself. You know, five series. Okay, it may be a little bit dated, but that whole concept of nostalgia is still very, very, very big among people. And to look back, have a look at the fashion and have a look at the stars, the cameos that are appearing and the very, I'm sure you remember back then, it was quite raunchy for its time.
Very edgy. Yes, it was very edgy. A lot of nudity and they had drug taking and quite shocking to see on our screens in the kind of early noughties.
Well, that's it. Now, I was totally giving my age now, but I was about 14 at the time. So I kind of was like, oh, okay, that's different. Again, didn't have mobile phones, didn't have the internet. Really, these kind of shows were between that and, like, say, Sex and the City. It was really a kind of eye-opener to how kind of life was progressing and how things were going. And, of course, back then it was the start of the WAG era. The footballers were, they were the posters up on the walls. There were poster boys. It was the time of Rooney. It was the time of Beckham and all the fashion, kind of fashion world and pop and celebrities all started to mold into one. And that was the start of it. And it was the perfect time for this series to, they couldn't have timed it better, really, for storylines and everything.
Someone asked me recently, was it like Dream Team that was on Sky One? And I said, yeah, kind of, but not really. And then someone else wondered, was it like Ted Lasso? Now, I haven't seen Ted Lasso, but I'm aware of the concept. But it was none of that. It was its own specific show, really.
Completely. Like, it was its own storylines. It was its own gripping cliffhangers. Again, if you think back, we couldn't binge it. We had to watch it every once a week. So it was definitely from start to finish an absolute hook. You couldn't wait to see it. Yeah, it was trashy at times. There was glitter. There was a lot of sparkle. There was a lot of oh my God moments, particularly like even one of the footballers' wives' names was Chardonnay. Just, you know, it was, oh God. It was addictive.
Yeah.
So I couldn't wait to watch it. I'm surprised I was allowed to watch it, but I loved it. I thought it was really, really good.
Yeah, I'm a similar age to you and you definitely felt like this was something you shouldn't be allowed to watch. I was saying it really is sort of this glossy, over-the-top soap opera, and that was what they were going for because they had a lot of soap stars feature on Footballers' Wives.
They did, yeah. Like, you know, they had Gillian who was well established at that point. She was, of course, Ian Bill's mother in EastEnders.
Who I saw on the telly the other day, and she has not aged a day, by the way. She's nearly 70, as far as I know, and she still looks incredible.
Exactly. I want her secret. If you are ever talking to her, find it out. So, like, she was well known at the time as a very kind of prominent role in EastEnders over the years. Then you had, of course, Tanya Turner.
Zoe Lucker.
Yeah, again, she was not majorly famous at the time, but I think her character, she really set a kind of type of character, that stereotype that kind of stuck with her. I don't know whether she was cast type after that, but she played Tanya Turner so well. And she went on again to EastEnders. She did Dancing with the Stars in 2009. Again, of course, Gary Lucy, complete and utter heartthrob at the time.
He was in Hollyoaks.
Exactly. He was in Hollyoaks. He was in The Bill. He went on to Celebs Go Dating. Of course, there's the whole controversy with him and Laura Anderson, you know, which is still currently going on and very kind of prominent within the headlines. So he would have went on. So, yeah, like a good cast and a good lineup as well. And then, of course, he had Leila Roussa, who stayed in the acting world, but also was known for dating Ronnie O'Sullivan. I actually think they're back together again, which is lovely. Yeah, really, really. And of course, we had cameos as well.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that because I suppose nothing epitomises Footballers' Wives more if you think about that era. People like your Katie Prices and Peter Andres, and they starred in the show.
Exactly. And actually, if you look at it, I think it was either season one or season two, when Chardonnay got married, the wedding to Kyle Pascoe, which is Gary Lucy, they focused and they kind of put the wedding together off the back of what was Peter Andre's and Kay Price's wedding, which was, remember, I don't know if you remember, the big pink crown and arriving in on a horse and a complete and utter fairy tale over the top. Some may call it tacky. I don't know. It's your own personal opinion. But then later on within the series, Katie Price, who at the time was known as Jordan, she was in it. Peter Andre was in it. We even actually got footballers in it. So, you know, Seaman was in it. Arsenal former goalkeeper was in it. Teddy Sheringham was in it. It was spoken around not just, you know, the everyday people. It was known among the celebrities as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like it really did catch on between the kind of everyday person as well as the pop stars and film stars and even the footballers.
Yeah. Now, if people haven't seen it, if you're a football fan, I wouldn't recommend watching it for the football. Yes, David Seaman was in it and Teddy Sheringham. There's a little bit of real life football, but it's really about the wives. That's why it's called Footballers' Wives, rather than the actual action on the pitch. Was it too raunchy for its time?
Yeah, well, I have to say, though, if you are a football fan, you may recognise, though, a few scenarios that happen throughout. For example, one of the main guys who actually is in Coronation Street gets hit on the head with a football boot. Oh, did that ever happen in real life? Exactly. So, I mean, I wonder where they got the inspiration for that. But as you said, just was it raunchy? Was it too raunchy? Nowadays, it's probably very PC.
Hair.
In comparison. Back then, you know, if they're going to come back with something, the shock value that we would have got back in the day may not be the same today.
Yeah.
So what they're going to do, they're really going to have to look at it and kind of say, right, if we're going to shock people, how are we going to do this?
No one told me this was coming. Meeting the captain's wife.
Well, Jason and I usually have a summer barbecue, you know, bit of a knees up. And I get to know all the new players. But, well, since it looks like that won't be happening this year, I thought I'd take the bull by the horns, so to speak. Oh, I took the liberty of anticipating your appetite. More champagne, Darius?
Yeah, we used to call Hollyoaks Hottyoaks, and you said there that Gary Lucy was incredibly hot. Was he your favourite character?
He was indeed, I have to say, yeah. The girls, yeah, all the girls loved him, yeah, definitely. And he was the epitome of kind of that hot footballer in the local club, you know, the David Beckham kind of the time and stuff. So yeah, he was definitely the poster boy of it.
And in terms of female characters, obviously his wife was Chardonnay, but I presume you were obsessed with Tanya.
Oh my God, Tanya just was vindictive. She was, at every turn, she would do something that you were like, oh my God, either she's back or, oh my God, she's going to do that in order just to survive. It was a real kind of, for her, a matter of survival. Having the power, staying within that celebrity realm, money. Yeah. And she was able to go to any lengths to get what she wanted. So she was the ultimate, I don't want to use the word, but I think you know what word I'm thinking of, within it. And it was brilliant. It was really, really good.
Bitch is the word you're looking for.
Yes, it is.
She was incredible though, absolutely. And of course, she ended up in EastEnders after as well. Just, you mentioned there sort of the explosion of wag culture around this time. And that's why the show was called Footballers' Wives. Was it based on your Victoria Beckhams and your Cheryl Coles, your Cheryl Tweedies at the time and your Colleens?
Obviously, they have never said directly that it was. But like I said, there are so many hints and glimmers of what those girls and those husbands got up to back then. You'd have the likes of a couple who come into it. I think it's in series two. And their story is pretty much very similar to Rooney and Colleen. That coming from a working class area, all of a sudden, you know, they'd been in school together, they'd met in school, they came up all of a sudden and thrown into this world with money and constant attention. And it's very similar to that. And then, like I said to you with the Boots story, the guy that plays that couple are very like Victoria Beckham. Yeah, definitely. You look at it and you'll kind of go, ah, I know where they got the inspiration for that, or that player is very like, because at the time Ronaldo would have been coming up big time with Man United as well, and coming up through the ranks. It's very similar to a lot of the famous, because I don't think we really have that nowadays where we had footballers that we really idolised or we followed. Like, it was really big back then. And of course then the wives became the centre of attention as well.
Yeah.
So, like, for back then, sure, Beckham was a fashion.
Absolutely. And you remember when he shaved his head, it was huge news. When he wore a sarong, it was massive news as well. So, and also the idea that the wives become adored and celebrities just because of who they're married to. I'll come back to the wags in a second, but just on this idea of a reboot, will a reboot work 20 years on for this show?
I don't know, they're going to have to be very careful with it. And sometimes as well, what I think with reboots, and we've seen it in the past with like Sex and the City, is that people get very excited about it. There's a lot of talk around it. There's a lot of publicity around it. And it heightens it up and it puts it on a pedestal. And then when it arrives, it's been publicized so much and people have got so excited about it that it doesn't meet expectations. And I think they'll either have to keep it unbelievably quiet and not do too much until it comes out so that people actually enjoy it. Mm. And they're going to really, really have to have impressive storylines.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, in this real world now, we have so many franchises of Real Housewives and they've enough drama going on. Do we need to have that on screen, people acting it out?
This is the thing as well. You got to remember back then, reality TV was only within, I'd say, 2 years. So it was very new. It wasn't as big as it is nowadays. And so these kind of shows, Footballers' Wives, you know, The Dream Team, they were kind of what people were addicted to back then. You couldn't binge watch it. You had to wait, which I actually think would be no harm. Maybe if they brought that back in again, that you have to wait every week for a show. So it's a very different world TV-wise in comparison to what it was back then. So they're really, really going to have to think about how they're going to deliver it. Definitely bring in old characters. Obviously, some of them are dead, so that may not work in relation to their characters who died throughout the series. Don't want to give any spoilers just in case people want to sit down and watch it. But yeah, they'll have to bring in the nostalgia element, like I said, with Gary Lucy and that kind of thing. They are going to have to really... Yeah, careful.
I still remember being in the car outside of school when I was reporting when the Colleen Rooney tweet landed, where she had exposed with the allegations about Rebecca Vardy, and that was such real life drama. Yeah. It did actually feel like an episode of Footballer's Wives.
Yeah, you're right, Agatha Christie. Yeah, and I mean, there's a story that could be handed to producers straight away, like, because that actually would be kind of somewhat TV gold. I know they did documentaries on the back of it and the two girls did actually their sides. I think everybody was addicted to that. So there is still that niche for it. Victoria Beckham's documentary last week has been number one on Netflix for over the week, you know, or last month. So people are still interested. And again, that whole nostalgia, bringing back the different characters. Yes, okay, they may not look the same. Gary Lucy may have changed slightly, but that will be a big appeal to people. And then hopefully new generations will be like, if there's a lot of talk, which there has been, that new generations will be intrigued to kind of go, right, what is this show that everybody was mad about?
Yeah.
They could pull it off, hopefully.
Let's pretend me and you were in the writer's room as consultants here. My suggestion would be, let's pretend Gary Lucy has a son who's a footballer and sort of then you have the new generation of that. What would you do if you were producing this show?
What would I do? Oh, God, there's a question.
You'd bring back Tanya Turner, obviously.
Should take Donna out for lunch, show her some support and get the goss. And he wants to have a kid. Well, not in my oven. Anything Eastbourne's will come out on four trotters. But I shall take great satisfaction in checking into the swankiest hotel in London and running up the mother of all barbells to send to my beloved husband. That's it. I'm going to hell.
Big time. Big time, bring back Tanya Turner. And again, Gary Lucy as well. I think, yeah, play off some of the stories that actually have hit the headlines, maybe slightly alter them a little bit to, so that it's not exactly the same. And bring back in the fashion, bring in nowadays fashion, bring back some of the old, you know, people that they would have focused on at the time. They may want to go into, because, you know, they're all about sustainability nowadays. Maybe don't touch on that too. Go back to the kind of, you know... fast cars, lifestyle, get people who are sitting at home away from their ordinary lives and look at this kind of, you know, because it has advanced. Like if you watch it nowadays, it has dated fashion wise and maybe. So I would do that and I would do it once a week. Bring back that concept of once a week. No binging anymore. No more sitting down and watching, because you lose your attention span with it as you keep going on to the next one and the next one, and it you lose that kind of, oh my God, what happened to Kyle or whatever, when, you know, he did whatever he did. Like, so I think bring back that element.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's working with celebrity traitors. You only have it on a couple of times a week. I just had this image when you were talking there. They'll all be driving boring electric cars rather than their big flash cars these days. But anyway, Sinead, we shall watch this space and see what happens. And hopefully they will do the reboot of Footballers' Wives. Sinead Dalton, great to have your company this Bank Holiday Monday.
I want to speak to the manager or the boss or whatever they're called.
Manager? You're not in one of your fancy hotels now.
And that is us done for another edition. Don't forget you can catch up on anything you've missed on our page on newstalk.com or on the Go Loud player. Just search for News Talk Daily. Until we speak again, from me, Shane Beattie. Bye-bye.